Hi, this is Jason Lee. 今天是2021年3月30号。我们今天来聊一个值得关心的议题。慰安妇 Comfort Women。The Taipei Women's Rescue Foundation yesterday released a picture book on the subject of Comfort Women and said its museum is expected to reopen to the public at a new location in June.The book, whose title is translated as 芦苇花开, is the first picture book in Taiwan to feature a comfort woman as its protagonist. It tells the story of women who were forced into sexual slavery by the Japanese Imperial Military and the sexual violence they suffered during the Japanese colonial period.As well as during the and after World War II. The book can also be used to promote contemporary issues such as gender rights and the prevention of sexual violence, as well as to address the culture of victim blaming in society. Through the book, which is designed for children over the age of 10,Young readers can hopefully understand the cruelty, of war and the unfair and unjust treatment that comfort women experienced. The publication of the book is another important step toward facilitating an understanding of comfort women by greater audience. Comfort women is not just a term in a history textbook.The foundation looks forward to bringing the issue of comfort women to the attention of more age groups and communities through different approaches. It hopes that understanding of the history of comfort women will inspire people to reflect on war, gender-based violence, victim blaming, and human rights. Okay.Let us think about a question. Should our next generation know about comfort women? We know that comfort women are a very common phenomenon during the war. They capture some women as slaves for soldiers to vent their sexual desires. The comfort woman here refers specifically to the period of World War II,when Japan forcibly captured some women from Taiwan as sex slaves for Japanese soldiers. Those who believe that the next generation should not be allowed to know about comfort women believe that discussing this issue will only increase Taiwan's hatred of Japan and will also cause the victim's family to be hurtA second or even a third time. However, those who believe that the next generation should be informed about the stories of comfort women emphasize that only by understanding the historical events of the comfort woman can the next generation know that human rights are obtained through struggle and are not taken for granted.Moreover, we can also know from it that the war is terrible and inhuman. Between hatred, wounds, and human rights, which one do you choose? I choose to fight for human rights. How about you? Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye.